We love Fatness Everdeen. Be nice to him.
Yes, we do. Fatness Everdeen.
Fatness Everdeen.
Where have you heard that?
Nowhere. I just, you know, I usually refer to him as, you know, what, Faticus Fowl or the Fatness or something like that. So when I say, usually I call him the Fatness. Oh, Fatness Everdeen. I don't know.
Fatness Everdeen. That's awesome. Well, I don't think we can get much better than that ending on Fatness Everdeen. So.
Someone needs to make a picture where they have superimposed Fatty's face with the mouth open on Katniss on the Hunger Games
posters.
Yeah. With the braid and the whole thing.
That's
all right.
That will have to happen.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, I usually refer to him as, you know, what, Faticus Fowl.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2075 of the BFO for Wednesday the 6th of January 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I think I'm going to open the very last Crema car today. Yes, Big Ready! Hello, catcher-uppers. Big Ready, are you referring to the big liar and Joel Batanz? No, I'm not. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're catcher-uppers today, because, y'all, that's what we're going to try to do today. Because, y'all, I realize that I got Crema cards still to open, and, y'all, I realize I didn't finish telling you about the weekend. Yeah, Big Ready, the weekend will be here. You got to get it in before noon, because it's the hump day, and it's all downhill from there. Be ready. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I have one Crema card left, and y'all, I didn't post a picture on two, I say Tuesday, because I thought I'd just wait and include this last Crema card along with the ones that I read yesterday. But y'all, I had a message from that Miss Beaver, you know, that Kim Beaver, you know, she's over there in Torshavn, in the Faroe Islands, y'all. She said, thank you so much for reading my Crema card. And Fatty, why wouldn't you? Well, of course I'm going to read the Crema cards. And y'all, I try to read everything, unless you tell me not to do it on the show. But y'all, our last Crema card, y'all, it is from Names from the Past. Big Ready, y'all. It is from Waylon and James Leroy. Big Ready, is it that colored boy? It is. And, you know, they're up there in the Chicago's. Oh, Big Ready, look, it's got a foil. It's got a foil lining. Oh, Big Ready, it's lovely. Oh, look at there. Y'all, it is the cutest. It is the cutest card. You know, James Leroy, whose real name is Bradley, and Waylon, they adopted a little boy named Watson. Big Fatty, how, what is Sherlock Holmes? Indubitably, not indubitably, what does he say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, there's a picture of them. And they've brought their furniture out to a lake. I'm guessing that maybe that's Lake Michigan or something. Y'all, they've got a big blue chair, and Watson's sitting on the throne. Big Ready, I hope he doesn't shot himself. I hope he doesn't either. But y'all, it's a picture of Waylon and Bradley and Watson, and it is just the cutest thing. And y'all, I don't know which of the three of them is happiest. I think they probably all are just as happy as they can be. And boys, thank you so much. I'm not sure y'all listen anymore, but Waylon had asked me for a mailing address. Y'all, I'm happy to provide that. You know, I just don't want to put it out there on the inner tubes or anything like that. So y'all, and that goes for the new jury content contest that Gus Chad is doing. Y'all, if you want to participate and you don't have the address here at the villa at Fat Acres, y'all just send me an e-letter or and I'll be happy to send it to you. Yes, Big Fatty, we want to win the cash money. So, anyway, to all of you who sent Crema cards this year, I am just thrilled to death, and I just want to thank all of you again. And you know, I may get some more that come in from here on out, but y'all, thank you so much for making Crema very special for Big Fatty and for me too, and Squeaky. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I can't believe I forgot to finish telling you about the weekend. Big Fatty, you won't remember most of it now, so this shouldn't take very long at all. There's probably more truth to that than you know. Y'all, I think the last thing I mentioned to you is New Year's Eve. I was watching that Anderson Cooper. Yes, Big Fatty, you couldn't remember his name. We remember that. And y'all, evidently the turnip head was just screaming, and his neighbors came over to see. He was screaming, Anderson Cooper, Anderson Cooper, and the neighbors came over to check on him, and Big Fatty, poor thing. So New Year's Day, y'all, I got up and I watched the tournament. Do you watch the tournament of Roses Parade? Yes, Big Fatty, we love it. Y'all, I watched it on the HG television. Y'all, they do it without the commercial interruption, and they have those twin brothers on there that are a little eye candy. Yes, Big Fatty, they're covered in roses. Well, I don't know about that, but I'd like to glaze them. Beep, very vulgar. Anyway, y'all, and you know, there's nothing better. There's nothing better than watching the Rose Parade and seeing who wins the Isabella Coleman prize. Beep. Fatty, you're silly. Y'all, I had made the poke roast with the sauerkraut on New Year's Eve, and y'all, I'd y'all, I forgot to tell you, on New Year's Eve, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all. It's true. It, on the 31st, y'all just got it in. Y'all, it's the final coupon. The final coupon of 2015. I just need to pick up a few little things because, you know, I didn't have a whole lot here at the villa since I'd been gone. Y'all, I got me one of those Paya Gorgonzola bag solids. Y'all, if you've never gotten that from the from the Fresh Express, y'all, it's delicious. And I got me a Veggie Lovers salad. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, I picked me up a head of cabbage. Big Fatty, you been tootin'. Got me an onion. They had the little chicken nuggets, the buffalo, and the barbecue. Buy one, get one free. So I got a box of each of those. Y'all, I picked out some fresh yellow squash. Y'all, I was in the mood for some squash. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, my mother had made some in Hatlanta. So I decided I was going to make me some. Y'all, there's something called a company that makes kind of southern vegetables called Glory. 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 They're nicely seasoned and everything. So I got some green beans, and then I got a can with green beans and Irish potatoes in it. So I got that. And y'all, I had sauerkraut. It was buy one, get one free. I picked up a couple of those and my pork loin roast that I cooked New Year's Eve. Y'all spent $30.33, but I saved $18.10. Big Fatty, and it was the last coupon of 2015. Yes! So, y'all, anyway, back to New Year's Day, I cooked my squash and heated up my green beans, and I had my poke roast and my sauerkraut, and y'all, it was so good. I don't remember what I did. New Year's Day, y'all, that whole week between Crema and New Year's, y'all, it felt like every day was Saturday, and so I was thinking, well, it's Saturday, it's time to go out to the connections, and no, so it was not time to go out to the connections, but anyway, y'all got up, I don't think I did much of anything. I went, New Year's Day, there wasn't anything much going on. I did on the 31st, I did go and get a petroleum for Big Fatty. You got gas too. It's true. Y'all, I paid $1.64 a gallon for gasoline. Big Fatty, I wonder if Jeremiah gets it cheaper than that. I don't know. We hadn't heard from Jeremiah in forever. I know what I did on New Year's Day, y'all. I took down all the Crema decorations, and Big Fatty, it was very sad, but it needed to be done. And so, y'all, I took all that down and I packed it all away. And y'all, it was nice to have the villa here all decorated up. But y'all, it was nice to get it all cleaned up and all too. But y'all, I got to tell you this, and that Gavin, you know, Gavin from over there at the Stick It With a Poke. He made the same comment. The house sure is darker without the lights and decorations from Crema. So y'all, and it's true. It's just, you know, back to the humdrum, the doldrums, if you will. Be ready, the doldrums.
That evening, I think I watched just some stuff on the TV machine. You know, there's lots of sports ball on New Year's. On New Year's Day, so I probably did that and ate my delicious supper. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. I don't brag about my cooking because I would never cook for anybody else. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. That squash and that pork roast with the sauerkraut and those green beans, y'all, it was delicious. Yes, Big Fatty. And then on Saturday, y'all got up and I was fooling around. And y'all, you know, I'm always on the dating sites. And all of a sudden I hear, hi, 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 Big Fatty, you're forgetting something.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie. Also, the dating guy. Hi, hi. What are you doing, Big Fatty? And I'm like, well, I'm just sitting here. And y'all, by the way, the week of between Crema and New Year's, y'all, there were lots of nip and naps. Lots of nip and naps. Yes, Big Fatty is getting you ready for the retirement. And Y'all, this young thing, I think he was mid-20s or something like that. Big Freddy, there's no accounting for taste. It's true. Y'all, he says, well, Big Freddy, I'd like to come over. I said, thank you for calling. And I gave him the address. And y'all, here he comes to the villa. And I'm sitting out on the, you know, it's chilly. It's chilly, but I'm sitting out on the glider on the front porch. And this little scruffy, skinny thing comes walking up, and y'all, we came in the villa at Fat Acres here, and y'all, we chatted a little bit, and he says, "Well, let's get it on, B." He didn't say let's get it on anyway. So y'all, I'm gonna tell you, there's just something about the energy of a 20-something year old. Big Freddy, and you just about killed you. No, it didn't about kill me, but it was a nice ride. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about you with no kind of rides or anything. After that was over, he was just in town for the day, y'all, that may have been on Sunday. That may not have been on Saturday. Big Fatty, we knew you'd forget it. But anyway, it was either Saturday or Sunday. Big Fatty. No, I think it was Sunday because he was in town for work, and he came in early, and then he was going to just stay one night, and then he was going back. Big Fatty, you can't keep it straight, can you? I really can't. But y'all, Saturday night, went out to the connections. Granny was there, and our jewel of a bartender was there. Durwood had other plans for the evening, so we're sitting there, and we're cutting the fool and having a good time, and y'all, there's a good crowd in there, too, believe it or not, all of a sudden, Granny gets, it's Durwood. Are you at the connection still? Yes. And so he said, well, okay, I'm on my way over there. And y'all, he came over with his friends. And y'all, we just had a lovely time. I didn't stay much long after they arrived. And y'all, it's probably a good thing because they started buying those damn shots. And, you know, I just can't do those. And but y'all, there was another cute thing. I would say he was in his, what would you say, Granny? Probably in his mid-20s or something like that. If not, he looked like he was. And he sat down next to Granny, and y'all just struck up a conversation, and y'all, he was just as sweet as he could be, and he seemed to enjoy sitting by Granny. You're Big Freddy, once again, no accounting for taste, it's true, Big Freddy, maybe he likes the smell of a nursing home, maybe that's it, Big Freddy, the smell of a nursing home, that's Granny's cologne, old Granny, old Granny, toilet water, Big Freddy. But anyway, y'all, they evidently stayed out and did shots and had a good old gay old time. And y'all, the young guy stay right there with them and seemed to be having a good old time too. Oh, and y'all, I remember New Year's Day, Granny and I, we went to the Apple Snack store because y'all, he's looking to get a new iPhone. And we had some pizza pie at the Mushroom and a garden salad. And y'all, I think that's all I can remember about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Oh, dear gussy. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Big Freddy, thank goodness you got it all in today. Y'all, it was a pretty good day at the coal mine. Got taken out to lunch today. Y'all went to the cafeteria. Hadn't been to the cafeteria in a long time. And y'all, it was just nothing but a bunch of old people. Big Freddy, present company included. But y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, do you like going to the Yes, Big Fatty, all the old people like the cafeteria. Y'all, speaking of the old people, y'all at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Pod is My Co-Pilot. And Taffy Carlisle Huffington, what gets you all excited?
Yeah, I usually refer to him as, you know, what, Fatticus Fowl?
Oh, Big Fatty, Fatticus Fowl could be either you or Granny.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.